Once again, good Thursday morning to you. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lane.
It is the start of the 2026 Come See Me Festival. It gets started this Thursday evening with the parade, the Come See Me Parade at 6:30, and then it's off to the races after that. One of the signature events of the Come See Me Festival is the Beach Bash. We've got the team leaders for this event joining us here on Palmetto Mornings, Julie Horde and Mark Persley. Good morning to you both.
Hey, good morning. Good morning.
Thank you for having us.
I feel like we have to explain this every single time that when we mention the Beach Bash. We call it a Beach Bash because it does give you the feel of like being at the beach, but we do not have sand. So you do not need to wear your bathing suit. Just keep that in mind. You need to wear your appropriate clothing. It will be hot, but it will not be sand there this year.
No.
Okay, perfect.
I did just learn that there was sand one year.
Yeah,
I did. I've heard many stories about that. But this year, no sand, but bring your ocean feels to the event, and you're going to have so much fun at the Beach Bash. It gets underway Friday, April the 17th at 5:30. And Mark and Julie, take us out to the event. What do we need to know?
Absolutely. So this is one of Come See Me's signature and biggest nights. And as mentioned with the Beach Bash, it's basically a big old block party, a big old shag dance time. We've got a live band. We've got food vendors, different beverages, and all of Rock Hill will be there. So great time to come make a new friend and meet some new people.
Julie, explain to folks the best that you can the layout of how Beach Bash works, where the food is, where the dance floor is, where the drink carts are. Help maybe give people some sort of a reference if you can.
So if you want a drink, bring your ID because there will be ID check. You'll get a wristband. If you want to buy alcohol, you'll need to buy a ticket. Tickets are $6 for beverages, beer and wine. So we'll have music. Is on the founder's stage. Behind that, we'll have all the food trucks and food vendors. And Mark, we've got how many food vendors? We've got a lot this year.
About 15 food vendors.
Oh, wow, that's great.
Nice mix of things. Got a little barbecue. You got your typical festival, your funnel cakes, all your sweets, a couple dessert trailers. Have a new business that's just opened this year joining us. So we got some popsicles coming in. And then,
that's fun.
Of course, we've got all the other big typical people that you see, but all of our veterans coming back as well who really enjoy it. So, and then little change this year, the wine that'll be served is coming from the Cat's Paw Winery. So local business here at Rock Hill. And then, of course, the beers come B&B and Comer as well. So
that's great. And there's also lots of fun things for kids. I mean, this is kind of a family atmosphere, a block party, like you said.
Yes. Absolutely. We definitely encourage all the kids to come out. We'll have a dance floor in front of the stage for everybody to dance. If you know how to shag, we definitely encourage it. It's a great time. Maybe an opportunity to teach your kids how to do that as well.
It's the state dance of South Carolina.
Is.
Remember that?
It is.
It's important. What can you tell us about this year's band?
Gary Louder and the Smoking Hot. They've been there before.
Okay.
They might sound familiar to people as they've played before. We do want to, if I can plug our Beach Bash sponsors, Elrod Pope, Morton and Geddes. If you get a drink, you'll get a drink in a Morton and Geddes cup, as well as Springs Creative Products Group is a sponsor for the Beach Bash. Our stage sponsor is Founders Federal Credit Union. Of course, souvenirs. You can purchase souvenirs out there. That's
And get them while you can, because we know that they go fast.
Thank you to Smooth Moves for sponsoring our souvenirs.
Julie, going back when you mentioned the beverage, you get a ticket. So maybe can you walk folks through how that works? Because, you know, at a typical event, sometimes you could just walk up, give, you know, the bartender the cash, and they'll give you your drink. But we do things a little different during Come
That's
See
right.
Me. It's just another layer of security.
So the only place you're going to exchange cash or you can use your card is to buy a ticket over near where you would get your wristband. So get a drink ticket and exchange that for your beer or your wine.
Okay, perfect. So you buy the ticket and you give the ticket to the person pouring the beer or wine. Okay, just want to make sure that you know about that. Again, to legally drink, you got to be 21 and up. I mean, as Julie and Mark said, they will be checking IDs multiple times throughout the night. And remember, it's a safety first. This is a family-friendly event. It is the 2026 Beach Bash. It is part of this year's Come See Me Festival. As a reminder, keep Fido and Garfield at home. You do not need to bring your pets. Yep.
And the iguanas and the monkeys and anything else that's got
about the iguanas.
We have to say those specific animals because those specific animals have shown up at Come See Me events. But maybe just elaborate why we're doing that. We're not trying to be mean.
Yeah.
There's a reason why.
Oh, absolutely. And I'm one of those, as a thing I explained to Ashley, I am an overprotective helicopter dog dad. So I will take my dog anywhere I possibly can. Unfortunately, Come See Me is not for Charlie to come to. She's going to be with grandparents. And so we encourage everybody, unless it is a service animal, for any of those purposes, please keep them at home. They don't want to be around the crowds anyways. They're going to get scared.
A lot.
So a couple reasons is just you don't want the animal scared. You don't want anybody else scared. You don't want an accident to happen or, heaven forbid, they get off a leash or something. Let's keep them home all nice and snuggled and on the couch, and they'll be there when you get back.
Very true. Very true. All right. That is, again, the team leaders for Beach Bash. We have Mark Persley and Julie Horde. Beach Bash gets underway on Friday, April the 17th, starting at 5:30. It goes until 10 o'clock.
All right, and make sure that you stay tuned for more Come See Me Festival coverage right here on WRHI's FM 100.1 and AM 1340, the official voice of the Come See Me Festival since 1962.